So, I want to start by asking you to picture a scenario from a few years ago. In 2019, this major logistics company lost millions of dollars in a single afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the crazy part is, it wasn't because a critical machine broke down or, a natural disaster or something. It happened because a warehouse worker followed an operational standard exactly to the letter.
Wait, really? They followed it and still caused that much damage?
Exactly. Because the problem was the standard they were following was version 1.2, but the safe updated protocol was actually version 1.4. Right.
Man.
And that updated version was just sitting unread, gathering digital dust in some shared network folder somewhere.
Yeah, and I mean, unfortunately, that is a terrifyingly common scenario. In so many operational or like regulated and safety critical environments, the sheer existence of a PDF on a server creates this totally dangerous
Like a
illusion.
false sense of security?
Exactly. The organization just assumes that, well, because the file is uploaded, the workforce is actually operating by it. But, simply storing an SOP is a massive gamble. Storing a document is miles away from actually managing operational knowledge.
Right, because if we think about the reality of corporate life,
Yeah.
what does it usually mean when someone says they read the standard operating procedure?
Usually not much.
Right. Speaking from my own experience with corporate compliance, it usually means I, rapidly scrolled to the bottom of a 50-page document, checked a box that said I have read and understood this policy, and then I just went to get a coffee. I mean, I didn't retain a thing.
Yeah, that is the classic Marcus viewed mentality right there.
Yeah.
And it is often treated as the sort of legal shield for the company. Like, if something goes wrong, they can just point to the check mark and say, well, we told them.
Right.
But it completely fails to prove human capability. When you look at the sources we're diving into today, the fundamental problem is that it is no longer enough for an organization to simply know if someone saw an SOP.
They need more than that.
Way more. They need to know precisely which exact version they saw, like when did they see it, did they actually acknowledge it, and critically, were they assessed against that specific version?
And that gap between the document existing and the human actually understanding it, that is exactly what we are exploring in this deep dive.
It's a huge shift in thinking.
It totally is. So we are looking at the mechanics of a platform called Skrixx. And just for you listening, it's spelled Skrixx, but it is pronounced Skrit. So it basically rhymes with Strix.
Right.
And the whole mission of today's deep dive is to look at how Skrixx solves this problem. Because its architecture is designed to take these static SOPs and it totally transform them into controlled versioned operational knowledge.
Yeah, and the methodology here is really fascinating. Because to understand how Skrixx operates, you kind of have to look at how it reimagines the traditional SOP library.
Okay, how so? Well, in most systems, the library is just a digital filing cabinet, right? You upload a file, maybe tag it with a category, and walk away. But Skrixx handles the creation, the upload, and the categorization of SOPs by making them the actual foundation for operational learning.
So it's more active.
Much more active. It separates the platform into two distinct layers. So you have the duality of the manager or admin editor view, and then the tailored learner view.
Is this basically treating SOPs like living software code instead of a dusty encyclopedia?
That is a highly accurate way to look at it, actually, because the learner is never digging through a sprawling, disorganized backend. They are presented with a clean, structured pathway of exactly what they need to know for their role.
But wait, isn't a simple mark as view checklist enough for most baseline compliance? I mean, if I'm a busy warehouse manager, a green check mark next to an employee's name saying they opened a hazard protocol is quick and easy.
I get that, but no.
Doesn't adding all these mandatory assessments just create massive bottlenecks?
Well, see, a sign-off without an assessment is just a record of intent, right? It's not a record of competence. So while Skrixx actually does support a basic mark as viewed function for simple things, like maybe an administrative policy, it fails in safety-critical environments where understanding the context and the source is totally mandatory.
Oh, I see. So for the really important stuff, you need more proof.
Exactly. The logic behind Skrixx's design is true operational integration. The SOP actually becomes the foundational anchor for SOP-based learning modules, for knowledge checks, and for what they call SOP-linked evidence.
Okay, so how does that work mechanically?
So think about SOP source references. In a standard system, you might have a quiz about warehouse safety and the safety manual, but they live in separate silos, you know.
Right.
But ScreenClix links the learning directly back to the specific source document. So if a learner gets a question in a knowledge check, that question isn't just pulled from some floating generic test bank.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is tethered to a specific section of a specific paragraph of a specific SOP.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because if we follow this living software code analogy, I mean, code changes constantly, right?
All the time.
Businesses update protocols every week. So how on earth does Scary manage the chaos of constant updates without forcing everyone to retake a test just because, like, a comma was moved?
Right. And that leads directly into the mechanics of SOP version control. It is pretty much the engine driving the entire platform.
So how does it handle the lifecycle of an SOP?
It manages them through strict states. So you have draft versions, published versions, and archived versions. And when a change is made, the new document doesn't simply overwrite the old file.
It keeps both.
Yes. The platform captures critical metadata for every single revision. We're talking change notes, effective dates, review dates, and this is key, a mandatory approval workflow before anything can be published.
Wow, so you could really track exactly what changed between, say, version 2.3 and version 2.4.
Exactly, using their version history and version comparison tools. But to answer your question about the commas, if a manager just fixes a spelling mistake, they don't want to trigger a massive company-wide safety alert.
Right, that would be incredibly annoying.
Totally. So ScreenXX introduces minor change handling.
Huh?
Yeah, if an admin just fixes a typo, it's a minor change. The system is smart enough to register the update without requiring reassessment. It basically distinguishes an administrative edit from a real operational impact.
But if it is an operational impact, say the weight limit on a forklift is actually reduced,
yeah,
then the granular tracking really kicks in, right?
Absolutely.
Because I was looking at the sources, and the platform tracks exactly which SOP version each learner viewed,
yeah,
which version they acknowledged, and which version they were assessed against.
Yes.
It even tracks which version the generated questions originally came from.
Yeah.
That is just wildly specific.
It is, but it has to be. If an auditor asks, you know, is this worker qualified? You aren't just saying yes. You can say they were assessed on version 2.4, their questions came from version 2.4, and their compliance record is tied to that exact version.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Because once a major change is published, what happens next?
Right. We shift from tracking the document to tracking the human impact.
Because the normal corporate reality of a policy change is warning fatigue. HR blasts an email to all 2,000 employees, and everyone just ignores it.
Yeah, it just becomes background noise. But ScreenXX uses revision impact analysis, so it shows exactly what changed in the document and, crucially, who is actually affected by those changes.
So it's like a surgical strike for training.
Exactly.
If the change only affects, say, lift and techniques, it identifies the 248 logistics workers out of the 2,000-person company and completely spares everyone else from those unnecessary emails.
Yeah, which really respects the workforce's time, you know? And it keeps compliance actions moving in a live operational queue rather than getting lost in email trails.
So what does that workflow actually look like for the affected workers?
Well, it's a 5-step connected workflow. First, you publish the revision.
Okay.
Second, you compare the impact. Third, you find the affected people.
Right.
Fourth, you assign an action. And fifth, you track completion.
And what kind of targeted actions are we talking about here? Just clicking acknowledge again.
It depends on the change. It could trigger version-specific learner acknowledgement, sure. But it could also trigger refresher learning, reassessment, retraining, or even a flag for a manager to follow up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A new SOP version can even automatically trigger recertification or a complete reassignment of training.
So what does this all mean in practice? I want you to picture a shift manager looking at their dashboard right before a shift starts.
Okay, picture it.
Does an unacknowledged version update actually stop someone from performing a task on the floor?
Yes, it absolutely does. Mm-hmm. StryXX treats it as a strict compliance blocker. It ties version control directly to operational readiness.
Wow.
Yeah, so if a required SOP version hasn't been acknowledged, or if it's changed or expired, it actively impacts an employee's readiness status. Management knows exactly who is safe to step onto the floor.
But doesn't that freak production managers out? I mean, stopping a worker from doing their job over a document version.
Well, this is where the concept of explainable readiness comes in.
Explainable readiness.
Yeah. Every readiness score on that dashboard is backed by training, version-specific knowledge checks, linked evidence, and sign-offs.
Oh, okay.
So it creates this closed operational loop. The manager isn't guessing. They know for a fact if the person is qualified on the current standard.
Right, which prevents the multi-million dollar mistake we talked about at the start.
Exactly.
But let's say the shift happens safely.
Right.
What happens 6 months later when an auditor or inspector walks through the door? We move from live readiness to historical defense, right?
This is a huge piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
ScreeXX provides audit-ready evidence and historical traceability. It preserves a complete, unalterable trail. So we're talking SOP acknowledgement history, version history, knowledge check history, evidence system, compliance history, and all record changes.
I have to ask, though, doesn't storing all this historical data create a massive digital paper trail that's just a nightmare to navigate?
You'd think so, but no. Because ScreeXX connects everything, it's not a messy paper trail at all.
Really?
Yeah, it's defensible audit evidence. The ownership, the approvals, the dates, and the source evidence remain perfectly attached to that specific revision.
Oh, that makes sense. So even if you retire a document, it's still linked.
Exactly. Retiring or archiving an old SOP version does not delete the historical audit trail of the people who were trained against it. The system remembers everything.
Well, that is incredibly powerful, because to summarize the core takeaway here for you listening,
yeah,
ScreeX turns SOP version control into real operational action.
Absolutely.
It proves exactly what changed, who was affected, what action was needed, who completed it, and what evidence proves the organization responded correctly.
Which is exactly what you need in a regulated environment.
Right. With ScreeSX, the question is not just did someone read the SOP? It becomes which version did they read, what changed, were they reassessed, are they still compliant, and can we prove it?
It's a totally different level of accountability.
It really is. And I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over. If an organization has this exact level of historical traceability, how might that fundamentally shift the balance of trust?
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Right. Because normally we think of compliance as protecting the company. But could a system that flawlessly remembers exactly what a frontline worker was or wasn't trained on end up protecting the worker just as fiercely as it protects the company?
I mean, the proof is right there in the system.
Exactly. The worker has undeniable proof of the exact version they were told to follow. It's a fascinating dynamic. Well, that's all for today's deep dive. We will catch you next time.